This is a Kaboom podcast production from BYU Radio.
The sunlight felt wonderful after such a long, long night. The doctors mostly kept visitors away from Chesterton and even took away his phone. But just knowing that he was there, alive, made the sunlight feel even brighter.
Hi, Chess.
Greetings. Dr. Gomez.
Yes, Chess?
Did my note get to Niels?
Not yet, but it's on its way, I think. Rest now.
Guarded by Culpepper and his squad, Mom let Niels and Bonzi go to Annie's house with Raina and Skinny. She would never have let them out of her sight again, but she didn't want them to come where she was going. She had to show Major Wolf the basement under the basement.
Incredible. This wasn't in any of my briefings.
What Mom didn't know was that Annie's house was also Cyborg Labs, where the 1952s were creating an armada of Rebel Alliance X-Thing Mark IV drones. And now for Chapter 19, the battle hymn of Olympus Dale.
Hey, Niels, isn't Chesterton's room awesome? Do you think Mom would ever let us do this at home?
You mean put a bat cave and a junkyard inside the house? I doubt it.
Okay, testing number 89.
My head is not a landing pad, thank you very much.
Sorry, Skinny. Okay, this one's done, Raina.
Awesome. Instead of the UFO lights and water balloons dropper on that one, see if we have any more telephoto lenses.
You got it.
Olympia.
Hey, Raina.
Give me a recon update.
Your search pattern is very efficient. It accounts nicely for the time at the auto recharging stations and the new drones joining the fleet.
Armada.
Right, the Armada. I've covered almost 3% of the valley so far.
Only 3%? Ugh. Anything unusual?
So far, no giant bendy people or cannon-like pieces of equipment with a steampunk aesthetic.
Remember, the bent man won't show up on camera. How long for a high-resolution photo assembly of the whole valley?
Only about 279 hours.
Ugh, we need to narrow it down.
Hey, Brina.
Yeah, Niels?
Are we sure we trust Olympia enough to pilot so many of our drones?
I don't know, but she's definitely helpful. Each of the flight suits can only do 10 at a time.
Cool. Well, if one drone can make Adam and Val pee their pants, I think 200 can do some real damage. It's pretty awesome how you made all this.
How we, not including you, made all this, yes.
Niels, have you seen Chess's Pokemon collection? It's right over there.
Enough chit-chat. Back to work. Niels, your slipshod use of super glue is unacceptable. Now shake your leg there. You call this an armada?
No sooner had Mom shown Major Wolf the wonder of Olympus Hollow, they got the news that the crisis that had been smoldering for weeks was about to burst into flame.
No more lies!
Greetings, I'm so glad you joined us.
I'm just out taking a nice walk, Mayor.
Well, we're very happy to have you.
You are approaching a restricted area. For your safety, not attempt to breach the barricades.
It's Major Wolf and Martha.
Right on time.
Are approaching a restricted area. For your safety, do not attempt.
I'll take it from here, soldier. Ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing for you here. To all the soldiers under my command who are marching in this protest, I order you, stand down.
Not this time, Major. We've been patient. We've been peaceful. Even some of your own troops recognize it's time for a change. The people want to see what is up that ramp. And I represent the people. They want democratically elected leadership, not a military dictatorship.
I understand how you feel.
No.
Move it! My son has also gone missing.
I'm sorry to hear that, Major. I really am. But I don't think you'll be able to convince any of these people that you're working as hard to recover their loved ones as you are to recover your own.
Yeah! What a fool! Get out of the way!
Hey, everybody! Hey! We just need to calm down for a second. Look, I know it's been crazy, but I trust Major Wolf. We just need to give him a little more time. Okay, look, everyone. Listen. Just listen. Bette Lee died going up there. Do you want any more deaths?
But there have been more deaths, haven't there? And disappearances. Wolf says we're safe under his protection, but what about my granddaughter? Summer is still in a coma and a criminal is still at large.
Where is my wife? Where is want to leave?
Do not approach the barricades, or we will use force.
What are you prepared for, Wolf? Fire hoses, tear gas? No. This ends now. Freedom Brigade!
Reese, this is insane!
Stand down, Major.
Credence, get out of the way. You're gonna get shot.
Out of the way!
Oh, shut up! You dummies, realize that if one stupid one of y'all pulls a trigger, then everybody's gonna pull the trigger? You know who you're pointing that gun at? That's Charlie over there. You guys make fools of yourselves together at disco night trying to impress the ladies. Marisol, what are you doing, girl? That is your cousin. I know she's a brat most of the time, but come on now. Just kidding, Julie.
But not really.
And look, half of my sopranos are over there, and the other half is over here. How are we gonna sing? Let's try something.
A mighty fortress is our God. A bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing.
Holy wheat sauce, Bland! Remember Bland!
Listen to your neighbor. Hank, I'm talking to you.
Wolf, look. Look, the mayor's singing too.
Soldiers, sing. That is an order.
That's better.
That was amazing, Credence.
You were a little off key.
Thank you for that beautiful reminder, Credence. Now, Major Wolf, let us through.
I'm not done yet. I'm gonna tell y'all a secret. Something I haven't told any of y'all. Even my best friend. But first, I have to ask, do you want the responsibility of knowing what is up that ramp? Are you sure? Okay, then. Shut up and listen. There's an energy field surrounding this valley. It's called the Bubble. I worked with Orville Smith for 9 years. I helped him with the math that makes it work.
Credence.
You knew, but you didn't tell us about it?
Oh, give me a break. You can't even go into an outhouse in this town without it being classified. Now, do you want to shoot me or let me finish? The Bubble was designed to protect Olympus Dale.
From what?
I don't know. I don't know what the threat was or is. I don't know what the plan was or is. Orville gave me homework, I did it, and I gave him my results. None of us knew everything except him. But it went wrong. There are a lot of people, your family, your neighbors, who were a much bigger part of the project than I was, who should be here with us right now. They were at work that day it first came on. I don't know where they disappeared to or why, but if the bubble has been activated, that could be a very good thing. If it wasn't there, maybe a lot more of us would be in trouble.
And maybe Orville and his people are out there, right now, safe, working day and night, trying to fix all this. We need to stick together. We need to have faith.
You just need to know, it is dangerous. It doesn't just affect matter and energy, it affects the human mind. It will draw you towards it, and if you try to go through it, it will kill you.
Let's see it!
Show us!
Okay. I want you to hold hands. Get to getting now. Put your guns down and hold hands. Mo, what are you waiting for? This might be your only chance you're ever gonna get to hold hands with that girl standing next to you. Whatever you do, do not let go of the hands you are holding.
Credence, this is not a good idea.
Major, we all want the same thing. We're going to peacefully walk up the ramp.
Let them through.
Oh my gosh, what is that?
For the rest of the day and into the evening,
People came in groups of dozens and hundreds, all holding hands to see the bubble. I thought the whole town would come, but I think about a third of the population stayed home or watched from a distance. Some crazy parents even brought their kids. Everyone felt the hypnotic magnetism of that beautiful waterfall. A few people broke free from their groups, mesmerized into running for the energy field. Brave soldiers tackled a few, but amazingly, no one died. You couldn't really see what was outside the bubble. Some people said they saw smoke, others saw rubble. One person thought she caught a glimpse of a person.
There's what's left of Bette's truck. Credence, you knew all along.
Martha, I kept expecting Orville to show up and sort it all out. I am so sorry, honey. Maybe I could have saved Bette and some of the others. I was afraid more people would get hurt.
You couldn't have known, Credence. I guess we're all just doing our best.
There are a few other things you ought to know about Orville.
Tell me.
He was scared at the end.
I sensed that.
And he kept saying that you were the only one he trusted. He must have had some kind of plan in place in case things went bad. I bet he set up backdoor access to Olympia for you. Have you found anything unusual or high-tech in your house?
That would be yes.
Show me.
Well, Sergeant, I'm beginning to question your military efficiency. This expansion of the drone launching bay should have been ready hours ago.
Are you sure Chess's aunt is okay with us tearing up her roof?
Culpepper, you just worry about those fighters. I'll worry about the roof.
What?
It's a metaphor. Never mind. You and your team finish up, and then maybe I'll let your team back in for a snack.
Just a second. Yes, sir?
Triple's Bones and Bones haven't checked in for over 18 hours. Ask their son if they have reached out to him somehow.
Yes, sir. He's right here. Skinny, have you heard from your parents?
No. Why?
It's been a little while since they checked in.
I wouldn't worry about it. They're quite indestructible.
No, sir. We haven't heard from them.
And Culpepper, I can only assume these drones I'm seeing flying around everywhere are the property of the children you're supposed to be keeping out of trouble.
Yes, sir. It's actually generating some valuable recon.
Keep an eye on those kids, but don't get in their way. Wolf out.
Niels, pay attention. This is Charizard. This icon tells you what type they are. See? And this is their Pokédex number. See that little number? That's their Pokédex number. Very important. Here, you hold on to this card. Study it.
Okay, cool. Why is everyone talking about Pokémon all of a sudden?
And look! How interesting. Reyna is wearing a Pikachu t-shirt.
Yeah?
Niels, I love you dearly, but I don't know how you could possibly be related to me.
Ugh!
Reyna, what's wrong?
Olympia, you have almost 200 drones now. Have you found anything yet? The Bent Man's machine is as big as a truck.
Sorry, Reyna. Still looking. It's getting late. Soon I'll only be able to use drones equipped with night vision and thermal cameras.
Ugh. That will slow us down even more.
Maybe the Batman's got the coil gun hidden in a building somewhere.
Possible, but we're assuming he wants to attack the town. So we've been concentrating our search on the foothills.
Best firing position.
Makes sense. But we don't actually know what he's shooting at.
The most obvious targets seem to be the military buildings, Franklin warehouses, City Hall, and our house.
Skinny, how's it going up there on the roof? We've got a bunch more drones ready.
Can I just say, I love ordering around meatloaf brain, forklift-shaped babysitters, aka soldiers.
Do we even know for sure what the bowling balls of doom do?
Something destructive, we presume.
Our data points on that issue are actually quite limited. We technically don't even know where they came from, other than vague, dreamlike recollections about the ghost room.
Well said, colleague.
Skinny, it was your video game logic that sent us down that path, so use some of it to figure this out. Where should we be looking?
Wait. I'm not a gamer, but maybe it is like a game. Good old hide and seek. If the Bentman and the Quill Gun aren't hiding in the town, what is the very best hiding place in the valley?
Henneth Annoon. Henneth Annoon? The secret cave from the Lord of the Rings?
It's the spot deep in Mirkwood, next to the Rainbow Gate.
The Hairy Gate.
Olympia!
Hey there, Reyna.
Send 10 drones to the northwest corner of the woods. There's a spot tucked away behind some huge trees and boulders.
On my way.
Bonzi, pull up video feeds from all those cameras.
You got it.
Turn on the directional mics. Use the audio filter. You should be able to notch out most of the motor and air noise.
Yep.
They watched with wide eyes as the treetops went by below, glowing with the last bit of sunlight.
Olympia, you're getting close.
We just lost a drone.
Remember, the energy field is dome-shaped.
I don't know what this energy field is, but okay.
The farther you go towards the edge of the valley, the lower your altitude needs to be.
Gotcha.
Reyna, there's too many big trees.
Okay, Olympia. Take an X thing down through the leaves.
Okay. Almost hit a branch.
There it is! The Quill Gun! It's huge.
The dragon's lair.
That's why he chased us out of the woods that night. He wanted to use this hidden spot.
Where's the Rainbow Gate?
The Rainbow Gate doesn't show up on video, but the cannon is pointed right at it.
Guys, look at all the rubble everywhere.
Yeah. Olympia, zoom in on that tree.
Are those bullet holes?
Skinny, maybe your parents took out the Bentman.
Olympia, zoom out and pan.
What's that?
I think it's my mom and dad. Are they dead?
No.
Culpepper, we found them.
Wolf immediately planned a full-scale attack on Henneth Annoon. Were Skinny's parents alive or dead? No one knew.
The passage in is too narrow for a tank. And the curve of the bubble that close to the edge makes it too tight for Apaches. We'll go in on foot.
This is really cool, guys. The army is literally planning a battle from Cyborg Labs.
Quiet, Bonzi.
First and second platoons go in immediately. Lieutenant Wang, you from the south. And Johnson, you from the north.
Yes, sir.
Culpepper, will a chopper fit in that clearing that's about a half a mile away?
Yes, sir. I believe it will.
Then we'll ferry in M120s. As soon as Bones and Bones have been evacuated, we'll blow the entire area.
Yes, sir!
Now move! Culpepper, I'm going on site. You and your squad stay here to guard our, informal reconnaissance battalion.
Sir, I would love to get into the fight.
You're doing good work here, Sergeant. Skinny, if they're alive, your parents are coming home. There will be nothing left of the Bentman or his machine in about 15 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Sir, we'll keep the night vision drones positioned as best we can and keep feeding you data.
Thank you, young lady. I am very impressed.
The next minutes stretched on like hours as they watched the video screens without blinking. Heat signatures from the soldiers popped up like bubbles in the woods. They slowly converged on Henneth Annoon.
Niels, Pastor Dan gave me this to give to you. Sorry, I forgot.
What is it?
It's a note from Chess.
Niels, I have two bits of news for you. I thought it appropriate to deliver this information directly to you, and then let you decide who else to tell. The good news is, your father is alive. The bad news is, he is the Bentman.
What?
Look, it's starting! Look at the video screens! Heat flares! Turn off the volume from the drones!